السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد، many of you have been present at the bayat taking that we do normally on the 29th of Ramadan or the last night. Because throughout the year, those people who say we want to become bayat, first I make them start corresponding, writing, finding out, start the islahi ta'alluq, and then afterwards we make bayat. Because bayat is not just an emotional thing that a person just sees a crowd making bayat, so he becomes bayat. Therefore, I try to delay it as much as possible, unlike many others who would say, well, immediately make the person bayat. They must have got reasons for it. But here the purpose is the person must have fikr in him. He must start having some kind of concern. It must not be just a bayat or barkat finish. Then the person does nothing the rest of the year, all his life. So therefore these ashar and this poetry which I normally have, and you may have been listening over the past 2-3 years, Maulana Salman reading it, it is, or they are those ashar which Hazrat Arif Billah Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatum wrote to his Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahab Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali. And it beautifully explains what the whole purpose of this bay'at is. What does he want from the Shaykh? The Shaykh, what does he want from him? So in this poetry of Hazrat Arif Billah Damat Barakatuhu, we get an understanding. I've explained this before also, that there are lots of definitions, there are lots of technical discussions, academic discussions around this whole issue of suluk and bay'at and everything else. Now all that requires study for a long, long time. So what I do is I try to give you in a nutshell, very, very simple, basic, layman's language, what is the whole purpose of this bay'at. People have misunderstood it completely, and as a result, those who have no knowledge of what it is, so when they see our actions and our behavior, then they think that what we are doing, that is really suluk, that is what is tasawuf. And then they call it khurafat, or sometimes they say it's just a waste of time, or sometimes they say these things are not necessary, or sometimes they say these people are just worshipping the Shaykh, or sometimes they say something else. But the reason for that is that we haven't understood it ourselves. If we understand what it is, and we behave correctly, and we make our islah through this bay'at, so then everybody will be desirous that if it can bring about such a change in a person's life, such kind of transformation, then why should we not also adopt it? So listen to this ashar. Some explanation will be given as we go along, inshallah.
ساقيا جامع الفتى في العدي ساقيا جامع الفتى في العدي ميري إصلاح كي بي دعا دي ميري إصلاح كي بي دعا دي ساقيا جامع الفتى في العدي میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے
ساقیہ جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے. Finish in the first line already he has explained the whole maqsad, the whole purpose of having made Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Shaykh, his peer, his murshid. Why did he make him? جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے. Believing that his murshid has an ocean of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his heart. Otherwise, why else must he make him a murshid? Why else must he make him his peer? So having seen the ishq and the muhabbat in the heart of Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, from 2 o'clock in the morning, say sometime he used to start, then till tahajjud, then fajr, after fajr again he used to read his wazaif and everything else. He says sometimes he used to finish up at 12. Nothing to eat also from that time to that time. That kind of ishq and muhabbat. Now of course that is a hal of somebody which we are not obliged to follow. But it was a hal. Now what was making him do all that? 12 times he had ziyarat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. There are so many stories. So now he saw all this. He spent 17 years with him. So he saw all this, that this person has so much of ishq and muhabbat and love, is a ocean of marifat that he has. So he made him his peer, he made him his sheikh. So he said, now I didn't make you sheikh and peer and murshid for any other reason. There is no worldly motive. There must be no worldly motive at all. There must be no matlab besides only one matlab, and that is that we want Allah in our life. We want to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. We want Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat to come into our hearts. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ishq and muhabbat to come into our hearts. Now he saw this, Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah's life, he saw that he's got that kind of ishq and muhabbat. So therefore he says, Saqiya jame ulfat bilad, this ocean of love which you have, now give me a drink, give me a cup of that ulfat and that muhabbat, that I too want to become like you, that I too want to have in my heart that kind of muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala, muhabbat for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I too want those waves of Allah Ta'ala's love and muhabbat to flow in my heart. Nahi khatma hoti hai mauje musalsal, mere bahre gham ka kinara nahi hai. So, oh my Shaykh and Murshid, just as I find you enjoying that ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala and those waves of muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, and it seems like you are drowning in that ocean of love of Allah Ta'ala. So now why leave me empty? Why leave my container empty? What I want through this bay'at is that you fill my container too. That you give me also the cup of love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, from that ocean of love of Allah Ta'ala. Or meri islah ki bhi dua de, and make dua that Allah Ta'ala give me complete reformation, complete change, complete transformation. That is the maqsad, nothing else. Neither must the shaykh have in his heart any kind of matlab or maqsad through that bayat, except that the person who is becoming bayat, he must get connected with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. What kind of a shaykh that will be, whose gaze is on the wealth, the property, the pockets of the murids and their businesses and their assets and everything else that they possess of this world. Now he is making them bay'at, and he believes that all these murids will solve my problems. My financial problems will be solved by my murids. My home problem and all other problems. So can that person connect anybody with Allah Ta'ala? When he himself has got his gaze on their pockets, then how can he connect them with the treasures of Allah Ta'ala? So the Shaykh Kamil does not have any kind of gaze on anyone's property or anything. He sits like a king. Wallah, I'm telling you, he sits like a king. Even though he may have nothing in his pocket. Many of those Shaykh Kamils and great, great awliya, they even had patched clothes. They may be living in very, very simple condition. They may not even have proper food. But when they sat on the mimbar, or when they sat to give their waaz and nasihat, then they were kings. Nobody could buy them or sell them. No bribes could work there. Why should they not be kings when their connection is with the kings of all kings? Their connection is with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Shahan shahe du alam tu hai. Sab se teri sarkar hai ali. That is in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's decision and His will. Then He puts in some hearts and somehow the, oh Allah ta'ala creates some conditions, or Allah ta'ala sends the rizq of that Murshid-e-Kamil in different ways. That is Allah ta'ala's nizam. But because this is a world of means, so it will come through some means. Somebody earned through business, somebody earned through farm, somebody through profession, somebody through something else. And for some, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through gifts, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keeps them sustained. And they occupy themselves fully in the khidmat of the deen. That is Allah ta'ala's system. But He will not have His gaze that Mr. so-and-so will solve my problems. He is going to seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala alone. This must be cleared. Our minds must be cleared. Otherwise, we will not benefit at all. If we have doubts that the person that we are making, the shaykh and murshid, then he is after my money, or he is after my car, he is after my wealth, he is after my property. So then, neither will we benefit and nor will he benefit if he has got that kind of maqsad. So that is the starting point. Meri islah ki bhi dua de. Make dua that Allah ta'ala make my islah. That is the maqsad of the murid. And the shaykh kamil, the murshid, he's got nothing else except one concern, that these people who are seeking Allah ta'ala in their lives, Allah ta'ala must bless them with that desire of theirs. He must fill their hearts with ma'rifat, with nur, with yaqeen, with iman, with tawakkul, and give them such a bond that they also enjoy those waves of Allah ta'ala's muhabbat which flows in the heart of the Shaykh Kamil. Now believe me once again that I am not saying that I am that person. I don't consider myself even the dust on the shoes of the awliya-i siddiqeen. Definitely that is only Allah ta'ala's fazal that He has put some kind of good opinion in people's hearts. And if Allah ta'ala puts some good opinion in somebody's heart about us, then we must not consider ourselves to be worthy, and we must not consider ourselves to be indeed like what they are saying we are. However, we must make shukr of Allah ta'ala that it is one of the tafsirs of Atina fi dunya hasana. Rabbana Atina fi dunya hasana. One of the things is Allah puts good opinions in people's hearts. So I don't consider myself as Murshid Kamil, Shaykh Kamil, but I consider myself as a khadim of my Shaykh and Murshid, and I believe that he is an ocean of ma'rifat and yaqeen and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, and his heart is a reservoir of ikhlas. So if he, out of his good opinion, entrusted us with an amanat, that he gave ijazat, and he said that now you too should be getting people into this fold of suluk and getting them connected with Allah Ta'ala. So then I believe that the supply is coming from there and we are merely doing the retail. It's coming from the wholesale, we give to the retail. That's what. Their hearts are connected. As he himself says, main apne aap ko Allah wala nahi samajhta, lekin Allah walon ka main ghulam raha hun. I've been the slave of Allah Wala's for many, many years. That nobody can deny. Now that is his tawazu, it's his humility. Doesn't mean that if he says that, then we too say, yeah, if he's saying that, then he must be like that. They will say that. Because in their eyes, that azmat of Allah Ta'ala, so therefore they don't consider themselves anything. Saqiya jame ulfat pila de, meri islah ki bhi dua de. Make dua, Allah Ta'ala make my islah. That must be the only thing. Because if our islah is made, if our reformation takes place, if a change comes in our lives, then who is going to benefit? We're going to benefit ourselves. So it's like a plea that, oh my murshid, please make dua for me that Allah make my complete islah. That is the maqsad why I became bay'at, no other reason. Not for barakat in my business, barakat in my home, barakat in my time, and barakat in my wealth. Some people only become bayat so that they get barakat. That's it. We just want barakat. Barakat will come automatically. If the person is sincere, Allah Ta'ala will give him barakat. But that is not the maqsad. The maqsad is complete reformation and change. Saqiya jame ulfat tilade. Meri islah ki bhi dua de. Read again, same thing, carry on.
ساقيا جامع الفتى في العدي ميري إصلاح كي بي دعا دي ميري مولا سي مجھو ملا دي ميري مولا سي مجھو ملا دي ميري مولا سي مجھو ملا دي اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے
میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے. That's the مقصد, that is the purpose. Oh my murshid, what I want is Allah. I cannot seem to get there. And that is how this system of Allah Ta'ala works. That the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, they became bay'at upon the hands of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They imbibed the fragrance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the akhlaq, his mu'amalat, his mu'asharat. They became Sahabas because of the sohbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Tabi'een became Tabi'een because of the sohbat of the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. And the Tabi'een, they became so because of the sohbat of the Tabi'een. It is through this sohbat and through this company, this companionship, that a person's life changes. We hear and we read of grafting, so much of different things are grafted. Look at the fruits, look at so many different things. They do grafting. And after grafting, the new product, sometimes its color has changed, its taste has changed, its price has changed. It may have been a very cheap mango, but after grafting of that tree with the other plant, then what happens is that if the other one was an expensive one, everything changes in this one. The price and everything changes. So like that, when the person grafts himself with those who are Ahlullah, those who are people of Allah, those who have got the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala in their hearts, those who have got the ishq and love of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their hearts, provided they have that, then when we are going to graft ourselves with them, then our value will change also. At present we may be thorns, but then we'll become roses. The sand in which, or the sand where the gold mines are, if you have to look at this color of the sand, it's golden color. Why it is golden? Because it remained in the sohbat of that gold. Therefore the color also changed of the sand. If you look at the color of the sand that has stayed in the sohbat of the coal, so then the color of the sand also changes to that of the coal. But there it is only the color that changed. But in the sohbat of the pious and the righteous ones, truly righteous, not pretenders like us, if they are truly righteous, then the person's color only doesn't change, he becomes like them. Now his akhlaq becomes like his akhlaq. His talk becomes like his talk. His tawazu becomes like his tawazu, humility. His dua becomes like his dua. His zikrullah becomes like his zikrullah. His fikr and concern becomes like his fikr and concern. his habits and everything changes. Because the person has first of all chosen a Shaykh Kamil, and then he has submitted himself very willingly to the direction that is given by that Shaykh Kamil or that Murshid who is Kamil. And if he is a Kamil Murshid, he cannot give any kind of direction other than that which is in the Quran and Sunnah. He may give it as a prescription in a different form, where it is permissible to give it as a prescription. That for somebody, for pride, he will recommend something. For hasad and jealousy, he will recommend something. For arrogance, he will recommend something. If there are ties that have been broken between family members, he'll recommend something. There are different prescriptions that are given. But it'll be nothing outside the Quran and Sunnah. If any murshid, any shaykh gives anything outside the Quran and Sunnah, if he himself says, for no reason, break off your contact with your wife, go and give a talaq, or just leave her and desert her for the whole year, or is ordering anything else that is against the Quran and Sunnah, so then we are not going to accept that. Then he's not a person that should be made a murshid. How can he be a murshid if he is directing against that which is in the Quran and Sunnah? It's only that which is in the Quran and Sunnah. But from the outside, sometimes we see and we say that this prescription is not in the Quran and Sunnah. So it's not necessary that every prescription has to be looked for in the Quran and Sunnah exactly as it is given. One person, he had pride in him. So his murshid gave him an ilaj, a cure, a remedy. He said, what you must do is the shoes of the musallis, which they just take off outside. So you must straighten the shoes, because when they walk inside, they take off shoes, and generally that's our condition, that we leave it anywhere, everywhere. So now he said, your pride, the cure for that is you must straighten the shoes of the musallis. Put it properly on the rack, look up. Now, a person who is rich, a person who is wealthy, a person who has come from a background of high class, now for him to bend down and put people's shoes right, you think it's easy? Now when he is going to put those shoes right, no pride will remain in his heart after that. Because this person who used to consider himself like a big mota, so now when he is going to straighten the shoes, it's going to be a real pain on his nafs. But because he said, I want to become bayat, I want my islah, so now he was given this prescription, that's what you must do. After some time, one great alim, he saw that Hazrat Mujaddid-e Millat Rahmatullah Alayh gave this prescription. So what he did, he started doing the same thing too, putting people's shoes right, without asking him. So he said that this is not for you, it was for him. Because for him, it will bring him down. And if you are going to do it, then I know your mizaj. If you are going to do it, as you are doing it, you'll get pride. That, see what a great alim I am and see what I'm doing here. Now look at that. Two different prescriptions. For one person, that same action would have given him more pride. And for the other one, it would have brought him down. So now who will understand this? So therefore, it's not something that a person just reads. But now if somebody says, I want to read in the Quran Sharif, all these huffaz read in the Taraweeh from Alif Lam Mim, from Alhamdulillah right up till the end, I looked in all the ayat, there was no way about straightening shoes. You say, Mufti sahab, Qari sahab, no way I found him. You got any ayat in the Quran Sharif where it says, must straighten musalli's shoes? So you don't look for prescriptions like that. Here we will say that the person has got a problem, he's got pride. Now the prescription for the pride will be different. But one thing is like accepted, that pride requires some kind of remedy. So, mere maula se mujhko mila de, aur gunaho se mujhko chhuda de. That is what I want. Get me connected with my maula. All these bayans that took place, every nasihat, every majlis, how many we had in this month of Ramadan. What was the theme? What was the bottom line? It was the same thing. Get that yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala, get that ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, connect ourselves with Allah Ta'ala, and then see what ocean of noor we enjoy. شاہوں کے سروں پر تاج گراں سے درد سا اکثر رہتا ہے, اور اہل وفا کے سینوں میں ایک نور کا دریا بہتا ہے. We've been hearing this many times. So it is not just some fantasy world that he's talking about, or some fairy tales. I keep saying that it's not that kind of world they're talking about. It's a reality, it's a haqiqat. If we don't have it, we can't deny that others don't have it. I don't have it, but I can't deny that my shaykh has it. His shaykh had it. The sahabas had it. Tabi'in had it. Can anyone deny that? So, mere maula se mujhko mila de. And then the most important thing, or gunaho se mujhko chhuda de. If a murid is not interested in giving up guna and sins, so then lifelong he can remain in the company of that murshid and he won't take off. He will remain where he is. Hiding and committing sins, accidental sins, that is possible. But if the person is really serious that he wants Mawla in his heart, he wants Allah Ta'ala in his life, he wants Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love, marifat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ishq and muhabbat, then there is no other road. There is no other route. There is no other way. If there had been, we would have showed it to you. The giving up of sins. Ye zaruri gunahon ko bhi chhod de. Ye zaruri gunahon ko bhi chhod de. Asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. Ye zaruri gunahon ko bhi chhod de. تم میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے. ریف کلب, ڈسکو, سینماز, تھیٹرز, فون سائز, سیل فون, فتناز, واٹ ایور اٹ از, اینی تھنگ دیٹ از اے فتنہ, اینی تھنگ دیٹ از اے سن, دین دا پرسن میکس اپ ہز مائنڈ دیٹ آئی وانٹ ٹو گیو اٹ اپ. دین اٹ ول ٹیک ٹائم. وی ڈونٹ سے اوور نائٹ دا پرسن ول سڈنلی بیکم ولی اللہ. ہی میڈ توبہ ناؤ, ہی بیکیم بیعت ناؤ, اینڈ نیکسٹ ڈے وی آل وانٹ ٹو سی ہم لائک جنید بغدادی رحمۃ اللہ. Say, Mawlana, that man came bayat to you, but I saw him here, I saw him there. That person, how long ago he became bayat? A day ago, 2 days ago, if he became, now you can't expect to see him Bayazid Bustami the next day. A person takes admission into a university. He takes admission. He registers himself and takes admission. Somebody asks him that, why did you register, what course you registered for? So he says BA, BCom, or engineering, or whatever course. Now the person registered for engineering. So they told him next day classes will start. Now somebody meets him, you didn't even become an engineer still. How long it will take you to become an engineer? Didn't you take admission in that university? So what will he tell him? He says, I only took admission today. The course is 3 years. Wait for me. So in every other field we wait that this person, it will take time. But when it comes to bayat and when it comes to islah, then we say, this person hasn't changed, this person hasn't changed. How much have we changed that we want everybody to change overnight? But that young person who is even taking that step, we should appreciate it that this person could have been in a disco, cinema, theater, rave club. This person was a handsome young boy where the girls were trying to seduce him. And he had cell phone and he had car and he had money and he had everything. Now he's making qurban of all that. And he says, Ya Allah, I want you in my life. I'm prepared to give up all my sins so that you become mine and I become yours. Isn't that niyat of his itself a giant leap towards Allah Ta'ala? Should we not appreciate that young person's intention? Then he must of course be sincere and keep on informing his murshid that these are my weaknesses, these are my shortcomings, I can't seem to come out of drug habit, I can't seem to become out of the illicit love relationship that I have, I can't come out of this, of that. So then he will find prescriptions. If that person is sincere, then there will be a solution. Like one person, simple example, one young person, he was really, really hooked on the cell phone fitnas. Everything that is, that he was downloading and watching and listening to and everything. Now he says, every time I try to stay away, I go back to you. Every time I try to stay away, I go back to you. The moment I pick up my cell phone, I see nobody around, I'm back onto the same fitnas. I can't get out of it, I can't get out of it. So I asked him, are you serious? You want to get out of it? He said, no, I am very serious. So I said, do you really need all those, all that technology that's in that cell phone, where you can download and you can do this and you can do that, and all the other technology, do you require all that? So you are just a student. What you require is just to SMS, and that too if it's necessary, to receive some call and to make some call. So if you're really serious, then sell that phone away and buy one simple basic phone and make up your mind that even when it comes to SMS and all that is only going to be that which is halal and permissible. But if you're serious, then I make dua for you and you take steps in that direction. He's saying yes, because I'm really, really getting sick. My life is becoming full of restlessness and I can't get sleep because of that cell phone. So I said, sell it and buy a simple one. And if you don't need it, don't have to buy it. Go on a diet from cell phone for some time. You go on diet from other foodstuffs. And if the doctor puts a person in the theater there, or the person is tied with tubes all around, then what happens? Is he going to keep looking at his cell phone there? If he's in the ICU for many, many days, how many of them are there for many, many days? And that is why they call it ICU. That ICU, you see me, finish. Nothing more. You can't talk, nothing. The person is in ICU. That ICU. That I come there, I see you. That you're in that state. And sometimes the patient opens his eyes and he sees us. So ICU, you see me, finish. That's all. So when he took the advice, alhamdulillah, just after a month or two, he says, alhamdulillah, that whole problem is gone, because the Murshid, the Kamil, doesn't only give advice, he also raises his hand and cries before Allah Ta'ala for that young person or old person, whoever he is. Ya Allah, this banda of yours, he wants to become yours. Nafs and shaitan have gripped him. Take him out from it. Why do so many people say that before the reply even comes, the problem is over? It is the dua that goes with it. He provided that person is sincere too. So, mere maula se mujhko mila de, gunaho se mujhko chhuda de. Once we are going to give up sins, we will find sukoon in our lives. Peace, tranquility. The person will be enjoying a kind of wealth that the kings do not have. And Allah Ta'ala gives that inside the heart. Inside the heart Allah Ta'ala gives that. Just a few years to restrain ourselves from haram. And that too, it's for our benefit. It'll give us benefit. Nobody else will benefit but ourselves. But if a murid is not interested in giving up sins, he just wants to be known that I am bayat to Shaykh so and so. And he and the Shaykh also is really the only one concern he has, that he must bring some hadiyas. Some Shaykhs got subscription fees. Monthly subscription fees. And that's the only thing concerns them. The late Mawlana Ansari Rahmatullah Ali, one day one person came to him and he was sitting there. He brought one letter and I too was sitting. So he says, I don't understand Urdu, but my peer Saab who came from India, so it's a letter from him. So read it and explain to me. Now when he read there, he says, Beta tum khat liko ya na liko. Lekin wo apna lawazim to bhej diya karo. Say whether you write letter or don't write is not a problem, but at least send that parcel every and that subscription and that some envelope or some money order. At least send that. Don't worry if you write or don't write, there's no problem. So now can that Shaykh be or Peer Saab be taking anybody anywhere? Now there are lots of new brothers here, a lot of young friends here for something I think I must have mentioned before I repeat. But it gives a lesson. It says, too loud. So he says that one murid, he told his peer sahab that I had a dream. Because this person became murid to make his islah. But whenever he goes by the peer sahab only wants to know, you brought anything. He was only interested in his money and in his pocket. So this murid, he says, I had a dream. He told the priest, I had a dream. He said, I saw in the dream that there are two jars. One jar is filled with honey and the other jar is filled with stool. And I saw that my finger is in the jar that has got stool and your finger is in the jar that has got honey. So that bogus Pirsap, he said, very clear this dream. You can see that you are just a dunyadar person. And that is why you find your finger in that stool. And I am an Allahwala, I am a Wali, I am this, I am that, therefore my finger is in this. Yet he was a bogus. So he said, wait, hold on, Pirsap. The dream didn't finish there. After that I saw that I was sucking your finger, you were sucking my finger. Which means that I came to you for deen. I came to you for deen. I wanted to get Allah in my life. I wanted to get Mawla in my life. I wanted to get yaqeen, tawakkul, zuhud, qanaat. And the only thing that you were interested in was dunya, dunya, dunya. So mujhko Mawla se mila de. Aur gunahon se mujhko chhuda de. Take me out of this quicksand of sins, because I'm sinking. Just near Port Elizabeth, one place we went, huge mountains of sand. This, if anybody has to even try to get himself out, the more you'll go deeper and deeper and deeper. The more you shake, the more you go down. Some children were playing there, and one of them tried to go in and started going down. Those who were trying to pull that child, they were also having big problems. Allah saved them. So this is what happens. Sins is a thing like that. The person begins to drown in the sins, ocean of sin.
Saqiya jami'ul fat pilade, meri islah ki bhi dua de. Mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se, mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se, mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se, rooh ko meri aisi dawa de. روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے ساقیہ جامع الفت پلا دے ساقیہ جامع الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چرا دے اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چرا دے اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چرا دے ساقیہ جامع الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے
مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے ہو مائی شیخ ہو مائی مرشید ہو مائی شیخ کامل مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے that I must have a hatred for sins روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے we have different kinds of medication for physical ailments and problems And those medications, they do a lot of things in the body. So you say, for my soul, for my ruh, give me such medication, that medication makes it such that I get hatred for sins in my life. At present, we got a love for sins. Where is Iman when a person has love for sins? We don't deny, even if great alim, mufti, qari, somebody, any learned person who can make a slip. But we are talking about love for sins, where the person goes out in search of sins. The person who is going to the cinema, what is he going for? The one who is going to the rave club, disco, casino. The one who is going to meet his illicit beloved somewhere. Isn't he going out in search of sins? So he says, give me such a medication for my soul that I get hatred of sins. There must be hatred of sins. In the sohbat, in the company of the Murshid-e-Kamil, that is what happens. That the hatred of sins come into the heart. And the love of good deeds comes into the heart. It brings about a transformation and change. If there is one globe here of 1000 watt, and there's another globe of 5 watt and 10 watt, and another one of 50, another one of 100, now the one that is of 1000 watt, it will throw a certain amount of light. The one of 5 watt will throw 5 watt light, and the one of 100 will throw 100 watt light. But in the light, can anybody separate it? At present, now that we are sitting here, if there were all these different kinds of globes here, and light bulbs, and light fittings, now in the light that is thrown, can anybody separate that this is a 5 watt light, this is a 100 watt light, this is a 1000 watt light? It is as if they all fuse together, finish. That is what happens in the sohbat of a Murshid-e-Kamil when the person is sitting. Then he may be, I'm not of that, this thing I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about the real Murshid-e-Kamils. Those who are of hundreds of thousands of watt. Now when we sit with them with our little light, with our little brightness, but then in that majlis, because of their nur, that which comes into their heart, the tajalliyat, it all fuses and it transfers. That's how it transfers and it mixes. A person steals from the heart of others. In the company of others, you steal. Akhlaq, we say, you steal the akhlaq, you become like your friend. What does that mean? That whatever he does, it is your heart that is actually stealing. If the person is a good friend, then you get good akhlaq, you get good ideas and good thoughts. And if he's a bad one, then he takes you to the bad places. So that is the whole purpose. They put nafrat, give me some kind of prescription, some kind of wazifa, some kind of amal that brings hatred of sins into my heart. Until hatred doesn't come, there's no iman. Accidental sin a person can still commit, but the thing is that hatred, that if he committed that sin, now he won't be like the days gone by, where he was quite comfortable and is committing sins too and enjoying the breakfast and lunch and supper and travel and tours and everything else is not there. Now he will get restlessness. Oh my Allah, how did I disobey you? You blessed me with sight, hearing, speech and so much ni'mat, and I used it for your disobedience. So he gets restless.
ساقيا جامع الفتى بلادي ميري إصلاح كي بي دعا دي وتقازا أقر معصيتك وتقازا أقر معصيتك وتقاضى أجر معصيتك هنا مغلوب همة خداد هنا مغلوب همة خداد هنا مغلوب همة خداد
وتقاضى أجر معصيتك هنا مغلوب همة خداد. There will be taqaza of masiyah. There will be a demand from the nafs. Do this, do that, see this, listen to that, go here, meet this one. quietly, secretly engage in this sin, that sin. There will be a lot of taqazas that will come in the heart. There is nothing to worry about. Those things that will become the fuel of taqwa. If the person has to just put it into the furnace and burn it up, furnace of khawf of Allah Ta'ala, then the fuel, this will become the fuel in the furnace of the khawf and fear of Allah Ta'ala. It will light up the noor of taqwa in the person's heart. So he doesn't have to get very worried if the taqaza is coming. As long as he doesn't make amal on it, he doesn't practice upon it, he doesn't entertain those haram thoughts, he doesn't fantasize, he doesn't go on and on thinking of their haram. So then, ho taqaza agar maasiyat ka hoon, maghloob himmat khuda dein. I must not become overpowered by those taqazas. Give me himmat and courage, my beloved Allah.
ساقيا جامع الفتى في لادي ميري اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے
اپنی آہ سحر میں کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے. Oh my Murshid, in the late part of the night or the early part of the morning when you are extending your hands before your Allah, and when your tears are rolling, and when your deep hearted sighs you are sending up to the Arsh, then at that time make dua for me, that Allah Ta'ala must give me also His Kamil Raza. He must become pleased with me. He must not distance me from Him. He must not allow me to become the target of nafs and shaitan. He must give me ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Apni aahe sahar mein ye kehna, ae khuda apni kamil raza de.
Saqiya jami ulfat pila de, meri islah ki bhi dua de. چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے ساقیا جامع الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے جذبہ سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک جذبہ سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک جذبہ سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقویٰ کرم سے بنا دے اہل تقویٰ کرم سے بنا دے اہل تقویٰ کرم سے بنا دے.
In other words, oh my Allah, I have tried everything. I have tried my own strength many, many times in my own courage, but it fails. So I'm asking you that with the power of your jazb, make me of the Ahl Taqwa. Or make dua to Allah Ta'ala, if he's asking his murshid for dua, then make dua to Allah Ta'ala that he makes me of the Ahl Taqwa, of the pious and the righteous ones, with his power of jazb. I will stop there, just to give you an idea that that is the maqsad. Otherwise we have to discuss tasawwuf and suluk and all the lataif and sitta and everything else. One person came, he said, oh, no, that I became bayat, the person said, now, lataif-e-sitta and all that, what is all this lataif-e-sitta and all those things? Now, that ordinary person, what does he know about all that? I said, latifa, you know, latifa is jokes. So must be six jokes. What else am I going to tell him? Che latife sunado, he says. So you've got to take a person according to his capacity and understanding. You can't load a person with things which he doesn't understand. So this suluk is not something dramatic that after you become bayat, you'll start flying in the air and there'll be some kind of karamats that you'll be showing. And the family also is waiting now that this person will be now taking off and they don't know where he will be. They'll have to search for him in the seventh heaven. One person wrote to Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullah, he said, Aaj kal main bahut unche ur raha hoon. He said, Are bhai, bahut zyada mat uro, hum kahan par hai, tumhe talash karenge. He said, My kaifiyat I'm going very high. He said, Now don't go too high, where are we going to search for you? Just now you have to search. Remain on the ground. Those who have been going on and on for the practice, the whole year some of them have been saying, when we come by it, I said, Ramadan. Then Ramadan from the first day, I said, next week. Then I said, last 10 days. Then I said, one of the odd nights. Now, all that is to create the talab, to see whether the person is really interested or not interested. Many have become bayat just for barkat. You come bayat and do nothing after that. And here it's not barkat, you're going to make Islam. But it is pleasant, it is very sweet, it's delicious, it is enjoyable. The life will never become boring. The person will get a kind of happiness, ecstasy, joy in his heart once he gets that connection. Young friends are getting it, and ask them what enjoyment they're getting. So those who are becoming bayat, after I read the khutbah, then you will repeat after me what I say. And even the others, the tawbah you all make together, there's no problem at all, because tawbah we all have to make from all sins. But only when we say we are entering the silsila of Qadiriya, Naqshbandiya and coming bayat upon the hands of so and so, then you don't say that, that's all. Because there's no tashkil in bayat. I don't like that also, where a person goes and tells someone, come bayat to my shaykh. Nothing. Wherever the person finds compatibility, wherever he finds some kind of the munasibat, he must go become bayat there and benefit from the shaykh. So many people, we tell them, go to somebody else, because you don't have munasibat with me. Let's read this light up. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايِعُونَ اللَّهَ يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ فَمَنْ نَكَثَ فَإِنَّمَا يَنْكُثُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِمَا عَاهَدَ عَلَيْهُ اللَّهَ فَسَيُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. all will make tawbah with me. Then as I said, when I say we are entering the silsila, then that time those that are not becoming bayat, then you don't have to say. Oh Allah, we make sincere tawbah from all acts of kufr, of shirk. Oh Allah, we make sincere tawbah from bid'at. We make sincere tawbah from all sins major and minor. Oh Allah, we have believed in you, in your angels, in all your books, in all your messengers, in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the last and final messenger. We have believed in the day of judgment, on the life after death, in taqdeer, in Jannat and Jahannam, and in all things brought by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we make sincere tawbah from the sins of the eyes, of the ears, of the tongue, of the hands and feet, of the heart and mind. Oh Allah, we will endeavor and make an effort to make qaza of the namazes that we have missed, of the fast that we missed, to pay the zakat that is overdue, and to go for hajj if farz. Oh Allah, we will pray 5 times a day, fast in Ramadan, give zakat if due, and go for hajj if farz. Oh Allah, we will try and fulfill the rights of all. Oh my beloved Allah, assist us and help us to maintain our pledge. We are entering the silsila of Qadiriyya, Naqshbandiyya, Chishtiyya, Saharwardiyya. Oh Allah, bless us with the barakat of all these silsilas, and on the day of Qiyamah, enter us into Jannat without any reckoning, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba-e-Kiram, the Tabi'een, the Taba-Tabi'een, our Mashayikh, the Awliya-e-Kiram. Oh Allah, don't question us, don't test us. Oh Allah, accidentally if we commit some sin, then we will make lots of tawbah again. But we seek protection in you. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah. Young friends of mine, my beloved Allah, they want total reformation and change in their lives. They want you in their lives. They want to become yours. They want you to become theirs. Ya Allah, this himmat of theirs, this courage of theirs, assist them and help them. Ya Allah, in their good opinion, they have chosen this insignificant, sinful slave of yours for their islah. My beloved Allah, accept their good opinion. Make me worthy of their islah. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, the tawbah that have made, accept the tawbah. Ya Allah, we have made tawbah from our major sins and minor sins. We have made tawbah from all sins, whether they are of the eyes, of the ears, of the tongue, hands and feet, heart and mind. whether they are major or minor, whether we committed those sins knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, give us the himmat and the courage to now restrain ourselves. Give us the himmat and courage to destroy all evidence of sins that we have on cell phones, computers or anywhere else. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Saqiya Jami Ulfat Bilade, Meri Islah Hakibi Duade, is what Shaykh Kamil Arif Billah wrote to his Shaykh. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you, O my beloved Allah, that give us your marifat, give us your muhabbat, give us your love. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the ocean of love. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Ya Allah, inke upar raham farma, karam farma. Ya Allah, remove all obstacles from their path. Ya Allah, make the road towards you easy for them. Ya Allah, they are young, young friends who are caught up in a vicious environment. Ya Allah, they are being lashed by storms in the universities and colleges and schools and workplaces and bazaars and marketplaces. My beloved Allah, who is there to protect them besides you? Who is there to protect us besides you? Oh, my beloved Allah, inki madad farma, inki nusrat farma, inke mushkilat ko dur farma, inke upar raham farma, inke upar karam farma. Ay Allah, inke liye aasan kar de, make it extremely easy for them, my Allah. Make it extremely easy. Ya Allah, may each and every one your waliye kamil. Ya Allah, whosoever has become bayat, make them waliye kamil. Ya Allah, they want to become your walis. Ya nafs and shaitan are blocking our road, my Allah. They are targeting us. They have ganged us up against us. They want to destroy us. Ya Allah, we want to come out of that jungle and that forest and that ocean of sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. It's a Mubarak night of Ramadan. My beloved Allah, it's a Mubarak night of Ramadan. It is the last night of Ramadan. It is the last night of Ramadan. We haven't been able to do justice to the whole fasting to the month, in the month of Ramadan. We haven't been able to do justice to our tilawat of the Quran Sharif. We haven't been able to do justice, my beloved Allah, to zikr, to fikr. Oh, my beloved Allah, and we have reached the last night, and we don't know when is going to be our last night in this world. Ya Allah, make our complete Islam. Hamein mukammal Islam naseeb kar de. Don't seize us on our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, wipe away our sins, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, young, young people, you dearly love when they want to become yours. Ya Allah, when they make an effort in the right direction, when they start making ta'at and ibadat, you love them so dearly that you will give them under the throne on the day of Qiyamah shade and shelter, my Allah. Ya Allah, inke upar raham kar de, inke mushkilat ko dur kar de, remove their difficulties and any kind of obstacles and problems. Put their love into the hearts of their families and the parents and everybody else around them. Ya Allah, give them istiqamat on deen, give them honesty in their trade. Ya Allah, give them honesty in their trade. Ya Allah, make us all truthful servants of yours. Ya Allah, bless us with amanat. Ya Allah, bless us with amanat and trust. Oh, my beloved Allah, oh, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, bless them all with good health. Bless them with good health. Bless them with piety. Bless them with taqwa. Bless them with your qurb. Bless them with your marifat. Bless them with yaqeen in you. Make each and every one, my beloved Allah, beloved to you. Ya Allah, and even those women folk who have made bayat over the receivers. Ya Allah, make them also salihat, abidat, qanitat, taibat. Ya Allah, un sab ko bhi qubool kar le. Un sab ko bhi apni maqbool bandiyon mein bana le. Ya Allah, unko bhi himmat de, taqat de, quwwat de. Ya Allah, unki nusrat farma, help them and assist them, my beloved Allah. Remove any kind of obstacles from their path also. Ya Allah, if they are married, then put their love into the hearts of the husbands. Ya Allah, put respect in the hearts of their children. Ya Allah, make them also such that their love is, oh my beloved Allah, in the hearts of the family members. Oh my beloved Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of parents and children. unite the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey mere Allah, hamari tauba ko qubool kar le, qubool kar le, inki is bayat ko qubool kar le. Ya Allah, make it acceptable, make it maqbool. ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما, ہم بہت ہی کمزور ہیں میرے اللہ. یا اللہ, when the time of our departure comes from this world, let it be in مدینہ شریف, let it be in مدینہ شریف, سلامتی دین اور عزا کے ساتھ مدینہ شریف میں ہمیں موت نصیب فرما. او مائی بلوڈ, اللہ بلیس اس وذ بریل ان بقی, بٹ ویئر ایور اٹ مے بی, لیٹ ناٹ دی اینجل آف دیٹ وزٹ اس ان اینی کائنڈ آف حرام ایکشن. Ya Allah, so many people have raised their heads before you in this last night of Ramadan. My beloved Allah, so many have expressed such a desire that they want hatred of sins to come into their hearts and they want the love of good deeds to come into their hearts. Ya Allah, they want you in their lives. Oh my beloved Allah, make us all yours and become ours. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he made duas. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked, and from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. My beloved Allah, ya Allah, kitne ulama ne bhi اس نے زن ظاہر کیا. یا اللہ, سو مینی علماء ہی ہے آلسو ایکسپریسنگ اے کائنڈ آف گڈ اوپینین. یا اللہ, میک دیئر گڈ اوپینین ان ٹو حقیقت. یا اللہ, اے اللہ, اے میرے رحیم کریم اللہ, رحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. It's very simple. Start off with very basic. Here in this silsila, it is not a question of read 100,000 times this tasbih and 50,000 times that tasbih and stand on one leg or go to the qabristan, nothing like that. Read just one tasbih, astaghfirullah, as a start. Morning and evening, find some time. Astaghfirullah. When the person is saying astaghfirullah, then he just has a fleeting thought of his sins and say, Ya Allah, all these sins that I committed, forgive me. For the future, the person pledges, I'm not going to go back to it. Then accidental sin again, he makes tawbah. But then you estimate, take one notebook for the receiver of revenue's sake, how many calculations we do and how much of accountants we go and see and how what we do because the receiver of revenue. So for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, on the day of Qiyamah, is going to question us. So why not take out one notebook and estimate that during my school days I missed so much salat. After that in the college I missed so much. And in travel and journeys I missed so much. So make a list, maybe 10,000 fajr, 50,000 isha, whatever it is. Write it down, estimate it. And don't get the fright of your life after seeing it, how I'm going to cover up with all this. Nothing, simple. Every day with the Fajr Namaz, make 2 rakats of Qaza. Ya Allah, all the Namazes that I made Qaza in my life, I'm making the first 2. The second time when you're making, again you say the same thing. All that I missed, I'm making the first one. I'm making the first one. The same way you do with Zuhr. You only have to make Qaza of the Farz. Farz and Wajib, that's all. The Sunnats and Nafil, there's no Qaza. So just the Farz. Come to the Masjid little early. 4 rakat extra you make with your sunnat, then make 4 rakat of qaza, and then join the jamaat, or after the farz namaz, make 4 rakat. Like that, asr, maghrib, isha. But just that asr and fajr, then you don't make the qaza in the masjid in front of everybody. You can do it at home, in the right time. Otherwise, people will see this person is making qaza, and they will, it's like an advertisement of a person's sins. And also somebody might think it's permissible to make nafil namaz after asr. So start the qaza. Zakat also now, if it's 100,000, then the person doesn't have anything. So start off 500, 200, 100, whatever it is. Keep on making a note, pass zakat, fitra, whatever the person had missed. Now he starts giving that. So namaz, zakat, fasting also, keep one a week, keep one in 2 weeks, keep 2 in a 3 in a month, whatever it is, but start something so the person is showing that he is sincere about his tawbah. Keep the 3 fasts, 13, 14, 15 with the niyat of qaza. Something, but start off. You are not going to be able to make qaza of 50 fasts in one day. It's going to take time. So Allah Ta'ala made it so easy and simple. Nothing to get frightened and worried. And inshallah, if he starts like that, then whatever was left out with his niyat that he wanted to read all the namaz, qaza, and he wasn't able to do it in his lifetime, Allah Ta'ala will inshallah make him up. Or at least he must make wasiyat that from 1/3 of my estate, see in my book how many namaz are still to be paid for and roza, so they will give fidya. Then the balance inshallah Allah Ta'ala, we hope, will make maaf because of his sincerity and effort that he was making. So that is with regards to qazas. So the sincere tawbah he keeps making, then make, read this tasbih, astaghfirullah, one tasbih of la ilaha illallah, and one tasbih of durood sharif. And add on one Allah Allah. This as a start. After that, then you keep finding out, say, I got this under control, I'm managing now, then slowly you go. If you can't read the whole tasbih, even half of it, but read something, make some tilawat of the Quran Sharif. If you can get a translation of the Quran Sharif, then read a page or two of the translation. Read one or two pages of Behesht-e Zewar for the Masail. Read one or two pages of Fazail Kitab. This is what you have to do to get going. And it doesn't take more than 1 hour. In a whole day, it doesn't take more than 1 hour. You just have to spread it out and make it. So that is start with regard to. But the main effort that the person puts is on sins. So what he does is he writes down, first of all, the sins with regards to Huququl Ibad. After he's finished with Huququl Allah, so now Huququl Ibad. I owe this person money, this person money, this person money. This person I took interest from him, this person I robbed him, this person I cheated him, this person I did that. So now suluk means that now you search for these people, you tell them that I was in a fast lane, I was going to the disco, cinemas, I was stealing and cheating and everything, Allah Ta'ala gave me hidayat, now make dua, Allah Ta'ala make me a wali of his, but I want to put my house in order before I leave this world. So this is what happened, is that I owe you so much of money and I was ducking and dodging and not paying you or cheated you or something. Now make me maaf, I don't have the money, or give me some time. If I had not made tawbah, I wouldn't have even come to you. So for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, I'm asking you, give me some time or make me maaf, Allah reward you. You'll be surprised how many people they made it maaf. They said, well, at least now you pitched up somehow and you got sincere intentions, so you can go, or somebody gave time. But you got to ask them for maaf. Then if you are unable to meet up in a lifetime, despite the correct effort, inshallah, then we can hope on Qiyamah Day Allah will reward them and give us najat. So those are the things that a person has to do. Control the gaze, control the heart. For the men folk, one fist length beard is compulsory. Don't worry what the wife will say. Don't worry who is going to laugh. You rather let them laugh here, so that you don't have to cry on the day of Qiyamah. If a person laughs here, let him laugh. Qiyamah day, you won't have to cry. So explain to them nicely that this is the garden where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said that you must not cut anything under a fish limb. So just as in the municipal garden, I'm not allowed to pluck flowers and damage any plants there. In the same way, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on the day of Qiyamah, at least I can say, Tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aaya hoon, haqeeqat isko tu kar de, main surat leke aaya hoon. Pants above the ankle, don't worry who laughs or not. Just above the ankle, at least slightly above the ankle. There's be purity in it, there's cleanliness in it, and it'll be saving the person from pride. And whether it does or not, the main thing is the hukam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He expressed great anger. So if you want his happiness, then do that. Now that's all simple. Is that something dramatic, something difficult? Then enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Sahaba, sometimes they should laugh so much that they should fall on each other. And yet they had the greatest fikr of deen and greatest fikr of tabligh and greatest fikr of jihad. But sometimes they even did that. That is deen, that is sharia. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself joked at times with the Sahaba ikram. because it makes the person feel light, makes him feel happy. So with that niyat, that I want to put happiness into this person's heart, as long as the joke is not offensive, and it doesn't hurt a person, and it is not some lie that the person concocts. One is the latifa that the person says by way of example. Jalaluddin Rumi has written a whole book there. This animal said that, and that animal said that, and this creature spoke this, and that. Now, did this creature speak? These examples that he is giving. So like that, that is different. Or latifa, as we say, just now I was explaining to you about lataif. So that is different. See our Hazrat Khanqa there at night, 11 o'clock at night, after everything is over. At 11 o'clock, after everybody has eaten and everything is over, then at 11 o'clock he comes outside again. Now that majlis is just khas, only for the people that are staying there in the Khanqa. They have come from different parts of the world and they are staying there for 40 days or more. Amongst them, there are lots of people with depression, terribly depressed. Now they came there. So in that majlis now there is no Quran, Hadith and Tafsir and Bukhari Sharif or anything. In that majlis is all light-hearted discussion. Sometimes somebody comes and tells some joke, something else, but all within the parameters of Sharia. So he says that at that time when the people are laughing, he says, just make a niyat that why I am doing this, just to put happiness into the heart of this Muslim brother who is depressed, to get him out of the depression. So deen is very, very easy, very practical, very balanced. It's a beautiful deen. In the bayan, in the majlis, in the waaz, we have to maintain a certain kind of level and standard and dignity. But after that, then eat, drink, enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, stay in good company. That's the most important. Go and tell those friends who were pulling us in the wrong line that now I have made a change. I don't want to go back in that direction. Now you come with me in this direction. If he says, no, I don't want to make my life boring and what you can, I'm not interested in that and all that, you rather come with us, then say, Jazakallah. I'm very weak. If I'm going to stay in your company, I'll go back to drugs and rave clubs and discos and girls and women and wine. So therefore, make me maaf. But I ask you to make dua for me that I stay steadfast in this path that I have now chosen. Wallah, believe me, for young people like you, after a little while, you'll see straight away, within a few days or months, you'll find that there's a kind of a light that has come into the heart. Like how now when the lights are on here, if you switch the light off, it goes dark. So then if you commit a sin, any kind of sin, you'll find a darkness. And when you make istighfar, tawbah, and shed a few tears, you'll find a brightness. It's so enjoyable when that brightness will come. And as you go along, then that brightness will remain. I make deep-hearted du'as for you, and you make deep-hearted du'as for me. Because you are coming at a time when my health is no more what it was in those days when we could sit with everybody day and night. But my Shah gives a nice example. He says, in those days, if you had to boil trotters, fire, it used to take a long time. There's to wood and coal and charcoal and everything burn and burn, burn, then things used to come right. Now they got cookers, they got microwave, they got all these type of things. Within minutes, everything is over. And now we are gone weak. So Allah Ta'ala has made our mashayikh and our murshid like microwave ovens. Then we go to them. We just, little while we put our meat in there of the heart and they'll bry it and give it to us. When the meat bries, then the aroma of that goes far and wide. The neighbors and everybody, they bry next door. That's why I say that if you bry outside, then make sure you send a little to the neighbors, because sometimes there are those who cannot afford, and now we are hurting their feelings. It's not a question of haram, halal. Here, that is what we are talking about, human consideration, humanitarian consideration. That there may be poor families that are living nearby. So now send a little bit or do it inside. Anything with the fragrance which will go all round, then do it inside the house. So if that meat which is being bright, the fragrance of that goes far and wide. So when the heart will become bright in the love of Allah Ta'ala, then the fragrance of that Allah Ta'ala will carry it far, far away. A person will be sitting in a small little village, but because his heart is now bright in the love and the fear of Allah Ta'ala, so Allah Ta'ala causes the fragrance of that person to go far. And people get attracted. Sometimes people, we ask our mashayikh sometimes that have you got some kind of magnet? So what kind of magnet they got? The magnet is the love of Allah Ta'ala that's in their heart. That is what draws. May Allah bless each and every one of you with it, and you make lot of dua, Allah bless me too with it, because I too don't have it. I'm trying to get it too from my shaykh. Keep on asking, make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives me that muhabbat, that marifat, that yaqeen. Every time I phone, I tell him. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.